Chapter 24. Heike Doings. When Clean Willie Williams, the Snakesman, arrived at Pierce's house late in the afternoon of January the 9th, 1855, he found himself confronted by a very strange spectacle in the drawing-room. Pierce, wearing a red velvet smoking jacket, lounged in an easy chair, smoking a cigar, utterly relaxed, a stopwatch in his hands. In contrast, Egger, in shirt-sleeves, stood in the centre of the room. Egger was bent into a kind of half-crouch. He was watching Pierce and panting slightly. "Are you ready?" Pierce said. Egger nodded. "Go!" Pierce said, and flicked the stopwatch. To Clean Willie's amazement, Egger dashed across the room to the fireplace, where he began to jog in place, counting to himself, his lips moving in a low whisper. 7, 8, 9... "That's it," Pierce said. "Door!" Egger said, and in pantomime turned the handle on an unseen door. He then took 3 steps to the right and reached up to shoulder height, touching something in the air. "Cabinet!" Pierce said. "Cabinet!" Now Egger fished 2 wax flats out of his pocket and pretended to make an impression of a key. "Time?" he asked. 31, Pierce said. Egger proceeded to make a second impression on a second set of flats, all the while counting to himself. 33, 34, 35. Again he reached into the air with both hands, as if closing something. "Cabinet shut," he said, and took 3 paces back across the room. "Door!" 54, Pierce said. "Steps!" Egger said, and ran in place once more, and then sprinted across the room to halt beside Pierce's chair. "Done!" he cried. Pierce looked at his watch and shook his head. 69. He puffed on his cigar. "Well," Egger said in a wounded tone, "it's better than it was. What was the last time?"
"Your last time was 73.
"Well, it's better,
but not good enough. Maybe if you don't close the cabinet, and don't hang up the keys either, Willie can do that."
"Do what?"
Willie said, watching. "Open and close the cabinet," Pierce said. Egger went back to his starting position. "Ready?" Pierce said.
"Ready," Egger said.